I still remember the incident last year when our production Kubernetes cluster was compromised due to a zero-day vulnerability in one of our dependencies, and our traditional security tools failed to detect the threat in real time. But thankfully, our Falco deployment with eBPF probe caught the suspicious network activity and alerted our team, which made me realize the importance of runtime threat detection and incident response automation, especially when dealing with complex cloud-native architectures. And the flexibility of Falco's rules engine allowed us to write custom rules to capture specific threat scenarios, such as suspicious container execution or unauthorized access to sensitive data. And we were able to integrate Falco with our existing ZM and SOAR platforms to streamline our incident response workflow.
What makes that even harder is when you're dealing with high traffic clusters, where performance tuning becomes crucial to avoid false positives and ensure that your Falco deployment can keep up with the volume of network traffic. And we've seen cases where poorly configured Falco rules can lead to a significant increase in CPU usage, which can be mitigated by leveraging Falco's built-in support for eBPF kernel security and optimizing the rules engine for your specific use case. And I'd push back on the idea that traditional security tools are sufficient for cloud-native architectures, because in our experience, they often lack the visibility and control needed to respond to modern threats. And that's where Falco's approach to runtime, threat detection, and incident response automation really shines, especially when paired with tools like Falco Sidekick for alert routing to Slack, PagerDuty, and other notification channels.
We actually ran into this last quarter when we were deploying Falco in a large-scale Kubernetes environment, and we had to optimize the performance of our Falco rules to minimize the overhead on our cluster, and we ended up leveraging Falco's support for kernel modules to improve the efficiency of our threat detection, and we also had to write custom rules to capture specific threat scenarios, such as suspicious API calls or unauthorized access to sensitive data, and we were able to use Falco's response engine to automate our incident response workflow, including automated Kubernetes remediation, such as deleting compromised pods or blocking suspicious network traffic. And we're also exploring the use of Falco Talon for declarative threat response, which allows us to define threat response policies in a more intuitive and...
The thing most teams miss about Falco is that it's not just a threat detection tool, but also a powerful platform for incident response automation. And the integration with CEM and SOAR platforms is crucial for streamlining the incident response workflow. And we've seen cases where teams have been able to reduce their mean time to detect and respond to threats by up to 90% by leveraging Falco's automation capabilities. And I'd like to add that the cloud audit log detection capabilities in Falco are also extremely useful, as they allow us to monitor and detect suspicious activity in our cloud infrastructure, such as unauthorized access to cloud resources or suspicious network activity. And we're also exploring the use of Falco with other cloud-native tools, such as AWS IAM and Google Cloud Audit Logs, to provide a more comprehensive security posture.
I'd push back on the idea that Falco is a replacement for traditional security tools, because in our experience, it's more of a complementary solution that provides a unique set of capabilities for runtime threat detection and incident response automation. And we've seen cases where Falco has detected threats that were missed by our traditional security tools, such as suspicious container execution or unauthorized access to sensitive data. And we're also exploring the use of Falco with other security tools, such as network traffic analysis and vulnerability scanning, to provide a more comprehensive security posture. And we're looking at ways to integrate Falco with our existing security workflows, such as our incident response playbooks and our vulnerability management processes, to ensure that we're getting the most.
We've also been exploring the use of Falco in multi-cloud environments, where the ability to detect and respond to threats in real time is even more critical. And we've seen cases where Falco has been able to detect threats that were specific to certain cloud providers, such as suspicious activity in AWS S3 buckets or unauthorized access to Google Cloud storage. And we're also looking at ways to leverage Falco's eBPF capabilities to provide more detailed visibility into our cloud-native applications, such as monitoring network traffic and system calls. And we're working on integrating Falco with our existing cloud security tools, such as cloud security gateways and cloud access security brokers, to provide a more comprehensive security posture for our cloud-native applications.
What makes that even harder is when you're dealing with large-scale distributed systems, where the complexity of the architecture can make it difficult to detect and respond to threats. And we've seen cases where Falco has been able to detect threats in these environments, such as suspicious activity in Kubernetes clusters or unauthorized access to sensitive data. And we're also exploring the use of Falco with other tools, such as service mesh and observability platforms, to provide a more comprehensive understanding of our system's behavior and security posture. And we're working on integrating Falco with our existing DevOps workflows, such as our CI/CD pipelines and our infrastructure as code tools, to ensure that security is integrated into every stage of the development lifecycle.
I'd like to add that the performance tuning of Falco is critical in these large-scale environments where the volume of network traffic and system activity can be extremely high, and we've seen cases where poorly configured Falco deployments have led to significant performance issues, such as increased CPU usage and memory consumption. And we're working on optimizing the performance of our Falco deployment by leveraging techniques such as load balancing and horizontal scaling. And we're also exploring the use of Falco's built-in support for distributed architectures, such as Kubernetes and Apache Mesos, to provide a more scalable and resilient security solution.
One of the key benefits of using Falco is its ability to provide real-time threat detection and alerting, and we've seen this in action with several of our clients where Falco has detected and alerted on potential security threats, such as unauthorized container escapes or suspicious network activity. And in one case, we were able to use Falco to detect a malicious actor attempting to exploit a vulnerability in a commonly used library. And we were able to respond quickly and prevent any further damage by leveraging Falco's integration with our incident response tools, such as PagerDuty and Splunk. And we're also exploring the use of Falco's support for custom output plugins to integrate with other tools such as Slack and Jira to provide a more streamlined and automated incident response process.
We've also seen some interesting use cases for Falco in the context of cloud-native applications, where the dynamic nature of the environment can make it challenging to maintain visibility and control. And we've worked with clients to deploy Falco as a daemon set in Kubernetes to provide runtime security monitoring and threat detection for their cloud-native workloads. And we've also used Falco to monitor and detect anomalies in the behavior of serverless functions, such as AWS Lambda or Azure Functions. And we're seeing a lot of interest in using Falco to secure machine learning and AI workloads, where the potential attack surface is large and the stakes are high. And we're working on developing custom Falco rules and configurations to address these specific use cases.
In terms of specific tool configurations, we've had success using Falco in conjunction with other security tools, such as Sysdig and Aqua Security, to provide a comprehensive security posture for our clients' containerized environments. And we've also used Falco to monitor and detect security threats in hybrid environments, where both containers and virtual machines are in use. And we've developed custom Falco rules to address specific security concerns, such as detecting and alerting on unauthorized access to sensitive data or privileged accounts. And we're also exploring the use of Falco's support for eBPF kernel security to provide an additional layer of protection against kernel-level attacks and exploits.
From an enterprise patterns perspective, we're seeing a lot of interest in using Falco as part of a larger security framework, such as NIST2 or ISO 27001, to provide a comprehensive and proactive approach to security monitoring and threat detection, and we're working with clients to develop customized security playbooks and runbooks that incorporate Falco and other security tools to provide a streamlined and automated incident response process. And we're also seeing a lot of interest in using Falco to support compliance and regulatory requirements, such as PCI DSS or HIPAA. And we're developing custom Falco configurations and rules to address specific compliance and regulatory use cases.
In terms of advanced use cases, we're exploring the use of Falco to support advanced security analytics and threat hunting, such as using machine learning and anomaly detection to identify potential security threats, and we're also using Falco to monitor and detect security threats in IoT environments where the attack surface is large and the potential consequences of a security breach are severe, and we're developing custom Falco rules and configurations to address specific IoT security use cases, such as detecting and alerting on unauthorized access to IoT devices or suspicious network activity, and we're also working on integrating Falco with other IoT security tools, such as device management and network segmentation solutions.
From an integration points perspective, we're seeing a lot of interest in using Falco to integrate with other security tools and platforms, such as security information and event management, CIEM. Systems, incident response platforms, and threat intelligence feeds. And we're working on developing custom integrations and APIs to provide a seamless and automated integration experience. And we're also exploring the use of Falco's support for cloud-native integration points, such as Kubernetes APIs and cloud provider APIs, to provide a more streamlined and automated security monitoring and threat detection experience.
In terms of security considerations, we're taking a close look at the potential security implications of using Falco, such as the potential for false positives or false negatives, and we're working on developing best practices and guidelines for configuring and tuning Falco to minimize these risks, and we're also exploring the use of Falco's support for encryption and access controls to provide an additional layer of protection against unauthorized access to sensitive security data, and we're working on integrating Falco with other security tools and platforms to provide a comprehensive and proactive approach to security monitoring and threat detection.
We are also considering the potential security implications of using eBPF kernel security, such as the potential for kernel-level attacks and exploits. And we're working on developing custom eBPF programs and configurations to provide an additional layer of protection against these types of threats. And we're exploring the use of Falco support for eBPF kernel security to provide real-time threat detection and alerting for kernel-level attacks and exploits. And we're working on integrating Falco with other kernel-level security tools, such as Linux, kernel modules, and system call interceptors.
One of the key benefits of using Falco is its ability to provide real-time threat detection and alerting. And we've seen this in action with several of our customers who have used Falco to detect and respond to kernel-level attacks and exploits, such as the recent vulnerabilities in the Linux kernel, and we're working on developing custom Falco rules and configurations to provide targeted detection and alerting for these types of threats. And we're also exploring the use of machine learning and anomaly detection to identify potential security threats that may not be caught by traditional signature-based detection methods.
We've also seen some interesting use cases for Falco in cloud-native environments, such as Kubernetes and OpenShift, where Falco can be used to provide runtime security monitoring and threat detection for containerized applications, and we're working on developing custom Falco configurations to provide targeted detection and alerting for container-specific threats, such as container escape attacks and unauthorized access to sensitive data. And we're also exploring the use of Falco support for eBPF kernel security to provide real-time threat detection and alerting for kernel-level attacks and exploits in cloud-native environments.
In terms of real-world examples, we've seen Falco used in a variety of scenarios, such as detecting and responding to SSH brute force attacks, and identifying and alerting on unauthorized access to sensitive data, and we're working on developing custom Falco rules and configurations to provide targeted detection and alerting for these types of threats, and we're also exploring the use of Falco's support for eBPF kernel security to provide real-time threat detection and alerting for kernel-level attacks and exploits, and we're integrating Falco with other security tools and platforms, such as SOWSIN systems and incident response platforms.
We've also had some interesting war stories with specific tool configurations, such as using Falco with Kubernetes and Docker to provide runtime security monitoring and threat detection for containerized applications. And we're working on developing custom Falco configurations to provide targeted detection and alerting for container-specific threats. And we're also exploring the use of Falco's support for eBPF kernel security to provide real-time threat detection and alerting for kernel-level attacks and exploits in cloud-native environments. And we're integrating Falco with other kernel-level security tools, such as Linux kernel modules and system call interceptors.
In terms of enterprise patterns, we're seeing a lot of interest in using Falco as part of a larger security monitoring and threat detection architecture. And we're working on developing custom Falco configurations to provide targeted detection and alerting for enterprise-specific threats, such as unauthorized access to sensitive data. And we're also exploring the use of Falco's support for eBPF kernel security to provide real-time threat detection and alerting for kernel-level attacks and exploits, and we're integrating Falco with other security tools and platforms, such as SIEM systems and incident response platforms.
We're also seeing some advanced use cases for Falco, such as using Falco to detect and respond to fileless malware attacks, and identifying and alerting on unauthorized access to sensitive data. We're working on developing custom Falco rules and configurations to provide targeted detection and alerting for these types of threats. And we're also exploring the use of Falco's support for eBPF kernel security to provide real-time threat detection and alerting for kernel-level attacks and exploits. And we're integrating Falco with other security tools and platforms, such as endpoint detection and response systems.
In terms of integration points, we're seeing a lot of interest in integrating Falco with other security tools and platforms, such as SIEM systems and incident response platforms. And we're working on developing custom Falco configurations to provide targeted detection and alerting for enterprise-specific threats. And we're also exploring the use of Falco's support for eBPF kernel security to provide real-time threat detection and alerting for kernel-level attacks and exploits, and we're integrating Falco with other kernel-level security tools, such as Linux kernel modules and system call interceptors.
We're also considering the security considerations for using Falco, such as the potential for kernel-level attacks and exploits, and we're working on developing custom eBPF programs and configurations to provide an additional layer of protection against these types of threats. And we're exploring the use of Falco's support for eBPF kernel security to provide real-time threat detection and alerting for kernel-level attacks and exploits. And we're integrating Falco with other security tools and platforms, such as endpoint detection and response.
One of the key security considerations for using Falco is the potential for false positives, and we're working on developing custom Falco rules and configurations to minimize the risk of false positives, and we're also exploring the use of machine learning and anomaly detection to identify potential security threats that may not be caught by traditional signature-based detection methods. And we're integrating Falco with other security tools and platforms, such as SIEM, systems and incident response platforms.
We're also seeing some interesting use cases for Falco in hybrid cloud environments, such as using Falco to provide runtime security monitoring and threat detection for applications that span multiple cloud providers, and we're working on developing custom Falco configurations to provide targeted detection and alerting for cloud-specific threats. And we're also exploring the use of Falco's support for eBPF kernel security to provide real-time threat detection and alerting for kernel-level attacks and exploits in hybrid cloud environments.
In terms of advanced use cases, we're seeing some interest in using Falco to detect and respond to advanced threats, such as nation-state attacks. And we're working on developing custom Falco rules and configurations to provide targeted detection and alerting for these types of threats. And we're also exploring the use of Falco's support for eBPF kernel security to provide real-time threat detection and alerting for kernel-level attacks and exploits. And we're integrating Falco with other security tools and platforms, such as threat intelligence platforms and incident response systems. All right, so as we wrap up this episode on Falco, I think my key takeaways are, first, the importance of runtime threat detection and incident response automation in modern security strategies. Second, the potential of eBPF kernel security in providing real-time threat detection. And third, the versatility of Falco in integrating with other security tools and platforms.
I agree with those, but I'd like to add a few more. For me, it's about the customization of Falco rules and configurations to meet specific security needs. Second, the role of Falco in detecting and responding to advanced threats, such as nation-state attacks. And third, the significance of real-time alerting for kernel-level attacks and exploits.
Absolutely. Customization is key. However, I think what matters most is the integration with other security tools. It's about creating a comprehensive security posture.
I see your point, but I have to disagree slightly. I think the real power of Falco lies in its ability to detect and respond to those advanced threats in real time. Without that, integration doesn't mean much.
That's a fair argument. I suppose we can agree to disagree on what's the most critical aspect, but overall, it's clear that Falco offers a robust solution for runtime security.
Indeed, and I think our listeners will find it valuable to explore these capabilities further. Thanks for tuning into this episode, and we'll catch you on the next one.